15th floor of the Energy Building, this is GNR Airtime, the podcast that explores the current trends from emerging and well-established industries hosted by the lawyers of GNR. This podcast is for general guidance only and does not constitute definitive advice.
Welcome to GNR Airtime Podcast. So your host today is myself. I'm Ashifa, and I'm currently with the HR team for Early Careers and Development. And today, we're joined by Sophie, the Senior Associate from Banking Team, as well as part of our Recruitment Committee. And then we also have Sunny Pradipto. He is our Head of HR Team for Jakarta Office.
Yeah, sure. So we are extremely excited to host this podcast session today, as we believe that the topic of today's podcast will be of the interest of so many graduates and university students out there. And our topic today will cover all frequently asked questions about GNR's recruitment process. So hopefully it will enlighten those who wish to apply and become part of GNR family.
We heard a lot of rumors out there that getting into GNR is extremely hard. Do you think it's true?
So on that rumors, I would say that it's not true at all. In fact, we have accepted a good number of graduate interns from all the universities across archipelago to have interned with us in the past couple of months. And then, in fact, some of them who already finished their tenure for 6 months, they already promoted to have a training contract with us. So again, I think the rumors to that believe our firm is difficult to get in is not true. But later on, we will explain about the recruitment process in more details.
So why don't we just go straight into like the frequently asked questions about our recruitment process? Let's explore. Here we have like both very insightful sources here. And then we're going to be listening to like the HR and then the user perspective during like recruitment and career journey process at GNR. So that it is clear for those who are keen to join us, can you explain a little bit about what is the recruitment process generally like at GNR?
Yeah, of course, Diva. I think first thing first, all of our recruitment process is now online, meaning that as a talented candidates out there, graduates of law across Indonesia, I think you're welcome to apply directly via our career website. It's at www.lnonofri/careers, and you can easily select Indonesia. And then once you have completed your application, the HR team, we will screen your CV. So we will go through your CV. And then, of course, once we've done that, you will be invited to attend ANO Situational Judgment Test. This is a video test consisting of case study questions. Pretty much there is no right or wrong answer in this. This is really just asking you on how to best deal on daily work problems and situations. So we positioning you as a lawyer with us, and there's multiple scenarios in that video test. And then once your score is out and you pass the minimum threshold from us, then you will be invited to have a technical written test. This is a legal written test, and it is online now. So you don't have to come all the way to our office to have the test. You can do it at the ease of your fingertips. It's all online. And then once your written test being reviewed by the recruitment committee, including by Sophie herself, and if you pass that stage, then you will be invited to come to our office to have an interview with HR. We're going to do a lot of behavioral types of interview, and then technical interview with the user. And finally, partners interview. So that seems like a lot. But then again, the process itself, if everything, you know, from your submitting your CV on the website, it wouldn't take more than 1 month, ideally. But just bear in mind that sometimes we receive hundreds of CV. So there might be a little bit of delay in processing your application. But no worries, rest assured. You will be informed every now and then by the recruitment team on where you at our recruitment stages.
So let's talk about when you have entered the interview stages. The first one would be the HR interview, right? And it's usually going to be with the HR team. What do you usually assess during like those HR interview with like those behavioral questions? What do you assess and what is expected from the candidates perhaps?
Once you pass all the online written tests, then of course we invite you to have an interview. There are two types of interview. The HR interview, it is a behavioral type of interview, and then a technical interview with the user. On that behavioral type of questions, we usually assess, of course, your experience, related experience, and then your achievement during the course of your study. So I think this is a very useful for upcoming talents who are keen to join us, that please highlight your internship experiences during your during the course of your study. That is usually valuable, and that's something that usually get us started. I think aside from that, during the interview, we will also talk about yourself. That is very important, in particularly the unique factor in you. You know, we believe in diversity, equity, and inclusion. So differences is something that even we value more.
Okay. Thank you so much. If you may just spill one question, what would be like the case study example that usually being asked to the candidate?
Yeah, I think one of the questions usually during behavioral type of interview, we position you as a working lawyer with us. So one of the questions usually asked by the HR team is, if you're on your way to your client's office with a senior associate working on the deals with you, and then suddenly you're reading your document one final time, but you notice that the comment the document contains some mistakes when you did the finalization last night, and what would you do about it? Would you amend it straight away, or you keep quiet, or you would just act as if nothing happened? So that sort of behavior, actually, there is no clear-cut answer to that, but how we going to analyze is actually your ownership of the task, accountability, and then how you actually learn from that experience.
Let's say that you have successfully passed the HR interview stage. That means you're going to be going to the user interview stage. Speaking from the user's perspective, we have Mbak Sophie here. What about from the user perspective? What do you usually assess during the technical interview stage, Mbak?
Yeah, thanks, Baifa. So before answering the questions, I'll probably explain a bit on the structure of the technical interview. So we will usually divide the interview into two stages. First, we will ask about personal questions, mainly the interesting stuff mentioned in the CV, like where did you grow up, where you graduate from, what is your major, and etc. And I think this is why CV is extremely important. Like a bit of tips here to prepare CV. I don't think you need to spill out everything in the CV. Probably just the most interesting ones. And I agree with Masani just now. You mentioned that a difference, it makes you unique. So you need to put something in the CV that stand out and distinguish you from the others. And in the first stage, we will definitely ask the candidates to introduce themselves again. And I think this is the chance of the candidates to make a good impression to the user. So this will be a bit long, yeah? Moving on, I personally prefer a brief introduction with some highlights of your strength or your achievements. It can be academic achievements or other achievement probably in sports. And after that, we will move on to technical questions, which are questions related to law. It will be some basic law concepts in relation to Indonesian civil code and also company law. So I suggest the candidate to come prepared and make sure you have everything covered. And my tips for user interview stages are, first, do practice at home, especially if you are not a smooth talker. I believe practice will go far, and it will help you to answer questions in a clear and structured way. And our question, just like the behavioral question, it not necessarily will be a yes or no questions. And it will depend on how you structure your argument, how you frame your argument. So this is important for the user stage interview. Second, I find a lot of candidates when answering questions, they are afraid to look at the interviewer's eyes. So do make eye contact, because the interviewer will perceive you to be confident, and confidence is a great trait to have in a lawyer. So I do suggest make eye contact as well. And last one, remain calm. Take your time to answer the questions, even if you don't know the answer. Just take some breath and take your time to answer the questions. And hopefully that will help you to go through the user interview or any other interview that you might have.
So let's assume that one candidate, they have passed all like the three interview stages. The final one would be like the partner's interview, in which it will be consisting of both of like behavioral and technical interview, basically just like chemistry checking for like the final part. And let's say they have successfully secured their position with the firm. How are their first, let's say, 3 to 6 months gonna be like with us?
On your first few weeks to 1 month, it's pretty much the onboarding journey with Jena, with Allen & Overy in Indonesia. So that's where you actually having numbers of structured inductions and trainings provided by the local HR team, the recruitment committee, as well as the regional team. We understand that in your first 3 months, it's all about adjustment, adjusting to the law firm, to the collaborating with different offices in our network. And that requires a lot of understanding in terms of our system and way of doing things. So don't be afraid to make a mistake in your first 3 months with us, because that is your induction period. And I think it's worth to note as well, once you're successful, you will be assigned a mentor, two mentors, in fact, from different practice group in our office. So your mentor is your way to go buddy, or buddy, if you have any questions that you want to ask. And it is for you to have a weekly check-in with your mentor, so that your mentor can also update you on how you progressing so far.
And what about from the user's perspective, Mbak? What is usually expected from them during their first like 3 to 6 months?
So GNR's practice group is divided into four, banking, corporate projects, and capital market. So as interns, you will be helping probably in one of these practice group or probably two. So depending on the workload at that point in time. And usually we will be working in a team. There will be a partner, a senior associate, probably a mid associate if the deal is big, and interns. So interns to work will include substantive work such as doing research, drafting memo, drafting probably transaction documents, and some administrative work like proofreading and translation. And we always try our best so that the intern can have both of this in balance, so that the intern does not only do substantive work, but yeah, both in balance. So, and we hope that our intern can be proactive when working in a team, because you will definitely be guided by a mid or senior associate. So it's your opportunity to learn from them, to ask questions. And my tips when working in a big deal or when working in any assignments assigned to interns is that if you don't understand the task, just ask. Don't be afraid to ask questions, because redoing work will take more time and it will cost your partner or your senior associate more time to go back to the client. And do proactive in doing assignments and go extra miles. Because you will be competing with your other peers, and the competition here in GNR, I would say, is definitely fierce. So yeah, that would be my tips. Thanks, Shifa.
Now, that brings us to the next question. Many out there are wondering, how is actually the career trajectory like at GNR? Maybe can we touch a bit on this, Mas Ani?
Yeah, of course. I think I agree with Sophia. A little competition, I think, is good. And this also part of our local values of drive or grit. We refer to it as grit. But, you know, with competition, of course, we have to uphold our kindness, which is very important trait that distinguishes us with others. So I think to answer your question, if I'm on the career trajectory with A&O in Indonesia, I think it's very straightforward. For 6 months, And once they're successful, meaning that after the end of the 6 months, there will be a talent calibration to discuss their performance, they will be offered a training contract with us for 1 year. And usually when you're in a training contract as a trainee, you will be exposed to a more deeper area of work in one practice group. So after you finish your 1 year of training contract, then that's where the associate years actually starts. And then that's where you grow your career from associate, senior associate, counsel, and then partners, of course.
Awesome. So there's pretty much three stages, starting as an intern, then trainee, and then the permanent associate year where you basically drive your own career. So, okay, those are the three career trajectories, right? But Sophie, perhaps you have been pretty much exposed to all of those three career stages. Any tips you would like to share to our listeners, if there's any tips on how you can make the cut from like each career stages?
Thanks, Shifa. Think from intern stage, again, you would want to show that you have a good work ethic. First, you want to be proactive. You want to be seen as a good team player. So those are, I personally think, three things that I would like to see in an intern. And in our office, intern's performance is going to be assessed monthly, and it will be based on your working proportion and skills. And the work involved will usually be due diligence, drafting legal documents, research, translation, and we'll see how good you are in the assignments that are assigned to you. And again, on top of this, we will also appreciate good people skill. And I really encourage intern to be close to the mentor, because that's your chance to learn something, to ask questions, and to be able to make the cut to the trainee stage.
What about from the HR perspective, Masani? Any thoughts?
From the technical perspective, I think during your internship time or even during your training contract, we will assess how is your exposure to particular, not only the deals, but also the type of works and also the other associate, because that's actually the time where you can actually diversify your experiences, you know, before you become a specialist. I think aside from that, we also look at your wider contribution to the firm, like how active you are in our sports committee, for example, or we do have a social engagement bodies committee every now and then. We have an event, so that is something that we also look forward for our interns and trainees.
Any GNR unique selling points?
Yeah. So as part of a GNR family, I can proudly say that GNR is involved in most sexy deals in, at least in Indonesia. For example, our banking team has just closed a $2 billion financing deal for development of a smelter in Kalimantan. And our project team has also just closed a $2.4 billion financing for expansion of oil refinery owned by one of the biggest state-owned companies in Indonesia. So these are the typical deals that we are involved in, and anyone will be proud to have these deals mentioned in your CV. And these deals will definitely make you and, of course, GNR stand out from other firms. And on top of that, GNR, as part of Allen & Ofri, also has numerous trainings. We will have lawyers meeting every Tuesday in our office to discuss recent legal development in Indonesia. There will also be trainings covering legal and people skill aspects. And this training will be held online. And sometimes, if you are lucky, the trainings will be in Singapore office or even Sydney or even London. You will be traveling and enjoying these cities and at the same time receiving trainings from the experts. So those are the plus points of being GNR family. And I assure you that you will never be short of training, and all of these trainings are aimed to equip you so that you can be the best in your job.
Wow, imagine the best of both worlds, learning and traveling. So yeah, okay, and that's on like the deals, exposure, and training opportunities that we offer. What about like the further people or well-being benefits, Masani? Do you want to elaborate on that?
Yeah, sure. I think what Sophie mentioned is very on point. Now that we are in the post-pandemic world, all the majority of our trainings are offline. So, of course, we encourage our people to go out of the market to meet their colleagues, to learn different cultures and way of doing things, of course. So, in terms of other benefits, we understand that lawyering profession can be quite stressful. There are many things that we cannot internally control. So, what we promise to our people is a safe platform to everyone to excel. And this is actually aligned with our employee value proposition of Belong Excel. So you need to feel belong in where you actually work in the firm, then you can excel. And when you talk about the benefits, of course, as a safe platform to everyone, we provide innovative and market-first benefits for you to, you know, to have a good well-being and, of course, welfare.
So many thanks, Mas Anin, Mbak Sophie, for joining the session and sharing the insights. For our listeners who are thinking to apply straight to our career website, please go straight to our career website at allenovery.com/careers and send an email or send an email to indonesia.recruitment@allenovery.com for further inquiries regarding the opportunities that we currently have. We are also at Instagram at @allenovery_JK, where we publish our career opportunities and life at GNR.